My soul was astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. I was near to despair when he came to me there, and he showed me that I could be free. Then he lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice since I made him my choice. In the tempest to him I did flee. Then to lean on his arm, safe, secure from all harm, when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. Okay, Rudy, you come up one side and I'll go down the other. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about
Will
that.
Will I do? Well, this morning my mama and my daddy said to tell y'all that they love you and they thank you so much for all your prayers and concern and support, and to keep praying. When you're in the medical field, it's not so good when it's your family. And when they called and said that I needed to hurry up and get over there, they would take him on to ICU till I got there. They weren't expecting her to make it because she had done told them she did not want to be put on the vent, and that was the only thing left. But the great physician showed up.
Amen.
And she's doing so good. She's out in a regular room now, and she's just on like 3 liters of oxygen, and she's had so many steroids that she's eating everything in sight. So just keep praying for her, and I give God the glory. I told Rudy when we were on our way over there that day, I said, Rudy, she's not going to make it. She can't make it. She just can't make it. And I said, you know, the Lord may want her there more than he wants her here. And he said, no, honey, I've prayed, and I feel good about this. I believe your mom's going to come. Come home. Your mom's going to come home. And I'm so thankful for his faithfulness. And we get weak sometimes, and we forget about that. But God's always been faithful. So I'm going to try to sing this song. I don't know if I'll be able to, but pray for me. And it's the goodness of God. This is all I could get on my mind this morning. So I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, of the goodness of God. the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. In all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. When my is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now. I give you everything. It's running after, running after me. In all my life, you have been faithful. In all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath, the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. In all my life, you have been so, so of the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. You start it over if you want to. I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. Help me sing. In all my life, you have been so, so good. the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in my darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you running after me. Help me sing. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every the goodness of God. Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I got one more thing to say. You all have been helping me pray for my boss that was not living where she needed to be. She rededicated yesterday.
Sister Samantha has something to say. If anybody else has a song on your heart, you need to sing it today. Sister, come on. You just get up there or here, either one.
Yes. He's been having a lot of problems in the midst of that.
Does anybody else have a testimony or a song on your heart? Yes, amen. This altar is still open today. Everybody stand today. Can you just stand and give God a hand? Give it, just raise your hand to the Lord. What do you need today? Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, have your way. Praise your name, Lord. Praise the Lord, yes. Amen. 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 Anybody have a testimony? Amen. Amen.
Thank you for loving me.
Amen, sister. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody have a song? Get your Bibles. I'm not going to preach what the Lord had me preach earlier. If you have any questions about Israel and what's going on, you need to come tonight. I had this, and I'm not going to preach on it. The 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want you to go there. Will was late. He was teaching this morning, and I always pray, Lord, before I go, what would you have me to teach on if I taught? I always want to be ready. If God asked me to do something. I was going to preach this morning on God's glorious nation, which is Israel. And it's a good message. I mean, it's a needed message today. But tonight, I'll probably preach on that unless he changes. But I want to read this verse with you, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. It's a very familiar verse. It talks about in 51 through 57, victory over death. That you and I, though this mystery was there, that you and I understand. We understand that we're a winner either way, whether you live or die. That God says, you're a winner. And we know that. We read this verse, sometimes I've heard people say, well, the sting of death has been taken away. No, no, it hasn't. Not for you and I. Not yet. He died that it was defeated. And there's no sting in death, but you and I dread death. We dread those things. We dread sickness. We dread getting older and dying. We do that. That's natural. But we will do that because the sting of death has not been taken away. But we need to understand that in this life, that as God has given us, the breaths that we have and the seconds that we have, they have purpose, they have meaning. It doesn't matter how old that you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter if you feel helpless and you can't do what you used to do. You're doing what God allows you to do. I got out yesterday and I thought, my goodness, I had to stand there for 30 seconds. My body was sore for some reason. I've struggled with a shoulder. I've never had pain. I don't have pain yet. I know I will someday. But I slept on my shoulder the wrong way and it was awful. I couldn't do nothing. Couldn't lift my hand. Couldn't praise the Lord with this hand. I said, Lord, but that's coming to us all. But we need to understand what this verse is saying. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. No matter what comes into your life, no matter what you face, no matter what sickness that you're doing, be steadfast, unmovable. Our sister, she'll come out. And she's been through a life, and God has blessed her, and her husband left just a couple of years ago, and she'll always look at me, and she said, I'm standing on the promises. That's all we can stand on. But it's enough. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always doing what you can for God. Whatever He's gifted you to do, whatever you're able to do, do it with all of your might to Him. Always abounding in the work of our Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The Bible uses the word labor a lot, the labor of love, a labor of faith. It's all a fight, and we fight that good fight. But we abound in the work of the Lord. We abound in what He has. And I want to say to every one of you here today, it doesn't matter what happens in our nation, our world. It doesn't matter what happens in your personal life. God is in control. He's God. He's God. Don and I, we saw that this last 2 weeks. We saw it. We saw a miracle of God. And it happened. It wasn't coincidence. My goodness, no. God took the sting of death away this week from her. But she'll face it, Gail will, one day. Just as you will, just as I will. But our labor is not in vain. You have purpose. It doesn't matter who you are. I hear older people sometimes say, I don't know why I'm here. I can't do anything. Sure you can. God left you here for a reason. You bloom where you're planted. You allow God's will to be done where you are. And God will do it. Because it always abounds in the Lord. He always blesses. And that book of remembrance that He kept, that the Bible talks about, thank God one day it'll be brought out. And everything we do, that we do in the name of the Lord, will be recorded there. I think of Brother Dale often, and of course you guys, all of you, but I think of Brother Dale and how that he keeps going and keeps going. You know, he's like that battery, you know, and that rabbit. They just keep going and keep going and keep going. Just like an energizer, and you energize me, brother. And thank God for that. And Miss Ruth, I thank God for you and your testimony. No matter what happens, your testimony doesn't change. You're established on the rock. Amen. Amen. And others here today, I think of Ethan and Hannah and how they went through heartache, not tragedy. Tragedy is when there's no hope. There's hope here. But boy, they went through such heartache, and yet they stayed faithful and true to God in spite of the circumstances. And some of you older, as you're getting older and you can't do, it's frustrating, it's hard, but you're keeping a smile on your face and you're staying and you're going. Your work always abounds in the Lord. We need to keep our head up, our chin held high, because we're children of the living God. And we have purpose, we have reason, and there's rhythm in our life, whether we think it or not. And God's in control, and He's great. The psalmist said, in a midst of all the troubles, he said, God is great and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. I want us to bow our heads today, and I'm sorry, I just don't feel like I should. This message just doesn't fit, and God has spoken that to me, and see, the day is determined upon each of us and how that we'll worship the Lord. And every Sunday, every service is determined on that. It's what we'll do for God and how that we'll allow Him to abound in our work, in our toil, in our labor, in our worship. I want you to pray to God that God will use you, that God will help you to be standing on the promises when He comes. That you won't doubt Him, you won't have a lack of faith. That if it is, and it does come, that you will force it out by the Word of God and by the God of the Word. Father, we come to You in Jesus' name today as Your people. And dear God, we pray for those that's come to this altar first. Oh God, we know You're a healing God, and we pray that You do that. But we know either way we're a winner, and either way You've moved in our life. And You touch Ross and Samantha and others that are here today, Lord, some of them facing the same thing. God, that You had strengthened their faith. You've taken care of them thus far, and You will continue until You come. Dear God, You're faithful when we're not. Dear God, you're good when we're not. And Lord, you love us when we don't even love ourselves. You're a great God, and we worship you today. You don't have to do anything else to be God. You don't have to answer one more prayer. We know that you will. We know that you will involve yourself with your people, but you don't have to, God. We worship you today because of who you are, our Creator God. We glory in you today. In the midst of all of the turmoil in the world, in our nation, and even in our homes and in our lives, we still worship you. All things work together for good, and we know that they will through you. And we know that we're here for a purpose, for meaning, and Lord, that the work that we do, the labor that we perform and complete, it'll not return void. It will accomplish what you mean for it to accomplish, Lord. And we know that our labor is not in vain in you. Our life is not in vain in you. And we give you praise. Thank you for your spirit today, for your move today. God, we pray that you would touch our church this way, not only in each service, but Lord, in our everyday lives, that we would worship you and adore you as our God. And we do today. In Jesus' precious, holy name, we pray to our Savior and our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you today. Appreciate the Lord's presence and his glory and all that he did. I noticed in our choir there was two. You may be seated a little bit. I actually did a wedding the other day.